This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is William Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, middle initial is B, date of birth. Date of birth is 2/27/1944. Date of service. Mr. Williams is a very pleasant 80-year-old male with history of ALS, history of spastic dysarthria, mood disorder, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, bilateral kidney stones, status post bilateral stent placement, had presented to the hospital because of right nephrostomy tube was accidentally cut. But patient also had a near syncopal episode. While patient was standing, he does report feeling lightheaded and dizzy after standing up. Denies losing consciousness. He does complain of being dizzy and lightheaded. Also complaining of feeling generalized weak. He recently had an admission in the hospital, which time he was noted that his hemoglobin was low. Patient had a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, which did show mild wall thickening in the mid to distal esophagus. At that time, anemia was felt to be secondary to hematuria. There was no concern for GI bleeding at the time. Patient has had two episodes of melena since his discharge. He denied any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath, no palpitations, any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills. Patient was admitted to the hospital. His hemoglobin was low at 12.1. Patient did underwent right nephrostomy replacement by interventional radiology. Patient was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation. Gastroenterology was consulted. He was given IV fluids. Patient was started on proton pump inhibitor, kept NPO, GI was consulted, was continued on his other medications. Recommendations from GI was to continue PPI twice daily and anti-reflux measures. No plan for endoscopy. Hemoglobin has been reassuring. No blood in the stool. Continue other medications. Patient was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain. It's difficult to understand him. But denied any cough, no shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history, has been significant for ALS, next, bilateral renal stones, spastic dysarthria, functional quadriplegia, history of ileus, history of falls, pseudobulbar effect. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of mood disorder, and history of bilateral nephrostomy tubes. Surgical history, hip surgery, and nephrostomy tube placement. Social history, he had quit smoking a long time ago, does not drink any alcohol nor the drug. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication is reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of ileus, and history of anemia. Musculoskeletal, does have history of spastic dysarthria, history of functional quadriplegia, history of ALS, history of mood disorder. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, people switched around and reactive to light, extracorporeal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SMS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs, clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball counts were positive, extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, history of spastic dysarthria, difficult to understand at times, grossly intact, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, history of near syncopal episode. Next, history of bilateral kidney stones, status post nephrostomy tube placement. Next, history of melanoma. Next, history of ALS. Next, spastic dysarthria. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of mood disorder. Next, anxiety. Treatment plan, patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office PDS. Next patient is Marion Bogos, B-O-G-O-S, Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Date of birth is 9/11/1932. Date of service is 4/15/2024. Ms. Bogos is seen in Ms. Bogos is a very pleasant 91-year-old female with history of diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of pulmonary embolism and DVT, history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, history of vitamin B12 and vitamin D deficiencies, history of hypothyroidism, as well as anxiety slash mood disorder, presented to the emergency room with complaints of abdominal pain. She was admitted to the hospital. X-rays were done. We did reveal a small bowel obstruction. CT scan revealed a closed loop small bowel obstruction, a short segment of the small bowel within the closed loop component of the obstruction, likely representing ischemia. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Patient did not improve with conservative treatment. She subsequently underwent surgery, laparoscopic reduction of the internal hernia with lysis of adhesions were done. Subsequently, patient was doing better. She was having bowel movement. She was tolerating her diet. No complaints of further abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, neither any diarrhea. She was subsequently doing better. She was ambulated with the help of physical therapy, which was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she is feeling better. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, denies any abdominal pain. She has been eating well. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for diabetes mellitus, hypertension, history of pulmonary embolism, history of DVT, history of chronic anemia, history of spondylosis of the lumbar spine, history of hypothyroidism, history of B12 deficiency, vitamin D deficiency, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, next degenerative joint disease, next major depressive disorder, next history of spinal stenosis, history of scoliosis, degenerative joint disease, history of bilateral hearing loss, history of hyperlipidemia, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, renal cyst, and sacroiliitis, history of falls. Past surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy, eye surgery, social history, quit 32 years ago, alcohol, none, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations. Denied any history of MI. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. History of respiratory system. Denied any cough. Denied any shortness of breath. Denied any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal. No complaints of abdominal pain. She denied any nausea. No vomiting. She did have history of a small bowel obstruction. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she denied any history of TIA or CVA. No history of seizures. No focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of back pain, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils wake around and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. No organomegaly. Extremities. No edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination. Patient awake and alert. Moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, a small bowel obstruction, status post lysis of adhesions. Next, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of deep venous thrombosis. Next, generalized anxiety disorder. Next, depressive disorder. Next, hypothyroidism. next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next chronic anemia, next osteoporosis, next history of back pain, next history of sacroiliitis. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.